Back in London with Ananda Chaitanya Prabhu here. I'm just doing puja. And then I have a conference, Hungary. And I have to go all the way to South London to Peckham to get some hearing aids, which I've applied for earlier on National Health, and let's see if that helps me with what I perceive to be some hearing problems. Okay, but let's see what Ananda Chaitanya has to ask first.
Pretty much we've been talking about follow-up in Sankirtan for many years actually, but we've never really got it together. One of the issues is if we focus at least, you know, if you have a handful of devotees doing full-time book distribution, in order to do follow-up effectively, you need to take them out of doing full-time sankirtan and really effectively following up with people who take books. So how do we balance and make sure that the number of books going out doesn't reduce too much, but at the same time we're really capitalizing on that book distribution by doing follow-up?
I can't really say. I don't know how to balance, because in order to know how to balance something, you need to know what's on both sides of the scale, and I'm not that tuned in to the details of manner. Certainly, one way or another, need to make some kind of step, and I guess it is just a matter of making the call. It's going to hurt somehow, but ultimately, when we start following up, then we'll make devotees, and that'll replace the diminished manpower from book distribution. So it's something that what that particular balance means, that's something that you can just work out locally.
One of the issues that we face in terms of preaching to people is really making them commit to Krishna consciousness. And a key aspect of that is spending some time in the temple. There's a real current, definitely in the secular world, but also within the devotee community, that we need to get out there, get a good education and get a good career and move forward in life. I was speaking to someone just yesterday. He's graduated from university, got a good degree, and in September he plans to start work. And the whole concept of spending some time in the temple, giving some of your life to Krishna.
I did a podcast recently, but it's a selfish approach, selfish from the point of view of what it takes to spread Krishna consciousness. That we need to have devotees who are in the mission and doing missionary activities. Otherwise, you don't have a congregation. You have nothing to congregate around. So it's an important thing from the mission's point of view, and it's very important from the individual's point of view, because really, when they're saying, "Well, you gotta get out there and make your place in life," it means you gotta get out there and be a dog, because that's really what education's about. For the most part, it's about how to make people into dogs, which you don't really need much of an education for, because dogs do a pretty good job of it without having gone anywhere. And people don't, part is they don't really read, for Prabhupada's books. They don't either understand the philosophy, they don't understand Prabhupada's presentation of philosophy, and therefore they get misled, and they don't develop enough detachment to be able to do the type of things that are necessary, that's good for them, and it's good for spreading Krishna consciousness also. In other words, that they dedicate their life, that some people dedicate their life. Oh, it's the end of the world. Oh, what's my parents going to say? Who cares what your parents say? That's not what human form of life is about. That's not what Bhagavatam says. Worry about what your parents say. Shukadeva Goswami had a pretty good father, but he didn't care what his father said. And even when his father came running after him, he just left him. But to be able to train people in that view, that also requires it requires good preparation. You have to be prepared for that. Look how good, for instance, the Catholic Church, they prepared and trained missionaries. And who were the missionaries? They were the kids who went to their schools. At least that's the way it was. Because they were able to have an influence. But of course now, because that's not our schools, or I don't know if Avanti School is going to be telling people that you should become missionaries. You can learn the ABCs and learn how to add, but ultimately you should go to Africa and make people in Africa Krishna conscious. That's how Christianity spread. Mm. And that's how Catholicism is bigger in Africa than it is big in the developed world. Mm. Because some people risk their lives. Govinda Maharaj's grandfather was a missionary in Africa. His father was born in Africa. And it's not, and unfortunately, it's because people have a very misguided view of what the world is and what the society is. They think that it's something progressive, it's something that's going to continue on, and it's something that has value, instead of knowing that it's regressive, it's soul-killing, it's valueless, and it's doomed. But basically, that's called Maya, being in Maya. And unfortunately, a lot of people with these views are in Maya, or at least they don't really have a clear idea. Just very recently, I was listening to Prabhupada's conversation, where he's telling devotees, he said, education, culture, work, is all demoniac. Then Prabhupada stops, and then I don't know whether he turns to devotees, but it sounds like it. And then he says, do you understand that? He says, you have to understand this, that it's all demoniac. Mm. Obviously, Hiranyakashipu, was very much against Prahlad becoming a devotee. He saw the world in a different way than Narada Muni saw the world. So somehow or another, we need to be able to train and educate devotees how to see the world in a realistic way and not perpetuate this illusion. That's how Prabhupada trained us. That's why I'm here. That's not a new philosophy. That philosophy was going on when I was there. My parents had the same philosophy. So we need to be able to tell people that philosophy and not let them ruin their lives and let Krishna consciousness lose its life and its vitality, which is based on vairagya vidya, and it's not vidya, it's not knowledge, it's vairagya. Vairagya comes first. If you don't have knowledge, And all you got is learning, but you don't really have vidya. So people need to learn vairagya, and you're not going to be able to replace it. You're not going to replace ghee with, a lubrication oil or something like that.
Kumar, you said your parents had the same understanding.
Everybody had the same understanding. They had the same understanding 5,000 years back. Hiranyakashipu had the same understanding as the material world. Go out there and make it in the world outside, and then, of course, if you're a little religious, and of course, chant Hare Krishna and practice Krishna consciousness and get initiated and get a guru. It's the thing to do, but don't get too fanatical.
Mm. Yeah, and that's the prevailing mood, Guru.
Yeah, it's always the prevailing mood. Nothing new. It was always the same, and it'll always be the same. Question is whether people are brave enough to break out of the mold. Sukadeva Goswami was brave enough. Prabhupada's disciples were brave enough. Mm. And that's what Prabhupada said their qualification was, is that they're not so attached. So vairagya vidyara nija bhakti yoga. Hare Krishna.